Honestly, I don't like nobody talking to me before we about to go on.
I feel like if we're right there
at the side of the stage, don't say nothing to me. I'm locked in.
But you know the craziest part about that? Is that you be the person talking to people.
All summer we spinning. You don't gotta take the L when you win it. Outside all summer. Hope I survive this summer. Outside all summer we spinning.
Buckle Up Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. Nudia in the afternoon in studio. I don't think we've had this many people in studio before. We've got Pivot Gang. Hello.
Yeah. Pivot.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all, to make, just so everyone knows you're really here, everyone say hi.
Hello. Hello. This is Mello. Hello.
Hello, I'm Joseph. Joseph Chewings, yes.
Yo, it's Saba. We all, you know what I'm saying? You can take our word for it.
Got your boy Fresh over here. You already know we in this thing. Church on the move.
It's Day Day. I don't got a saying like that, but I'm also here.
No, everyone's here. The whole fam's here. You guys have actually been practicing for our show coming up on Friday. What could the people expect?
Greatness.
A lot of dance moves.
I've seen your dance moves. Yeah. Your dance moves are good.
Exactly.
I've seen them in the music videos.
We a boy band for real. A lot of timed sequences that look very well rehearsed, and we probably gonna play Leapfrog.
That'd be worth it. That'd be worth coming out. So it's our Vocalo summer finale. That is gonna be this Friday, Jay Pritzker Pavilion. Have you guys performed on that stage before?
Nah, I've been up there though. I went up there to see somebody perform. One of the homies was performing, and they smoked it. So it looked good though.
Hold on, he performed up there.
Twice?
I played there with a percussion ensemble, I think twice. Like 12 years ago, though, so it was like a different lifetime.
It's time to get back up there.
Did you have a suit on?
That's back when they first made it. They first opened
here
up.
Had a suit on, yeah.
Wow.
I have a question. I was just wondering this personally. What's in the green rooms?
Uncrustables.
I was just going to say that.
Uncrustables,
ding,
really?
Ding, 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 ding.
I ain't trying to like plug them like that, but they really be holding us down. Like,
Slinkies?
Slinkies?
Don't forget my slinky, dude.
That's not true.
What is that?
That's not true, but I love how comfortable you're feeling right now.
Definitely probably some tea.
Some herbal tea.
Little lemon.
For the voice.
Little ginger, you feel me?
Tea, Uncrustables.
Little vibe.
Hypothetically, ideally, some white teas.
White teas.
But not the thick ones, though.
Not the thick ones.
Why white teas and not black teas?
Black teas
just don't give out the aura I'm trying to represent.
Yeah, white teas, like, right now I'm white. I look like a crystal
ball. Yeah, I'm in my glow.
You know Cinderella, you know?
Angelic.
Yeah,
angelic,
that
right?
Chris White Tee do something
Why
to everybody.
Why is the White Tee the best shirt ever?
It's special, bro.
Everybody is just like white ones. You know what I mean?
I just got on a white tee.
That's why white tees and white ones go together.
Set the mood.
You can't go wrong. Chris White Tee, undefeated.
Okay, I might need to wear a white tee on Friday then.
I'll get you a white tee.
Okay, I'll get me a white tee.
And with the weather, if it's hot out, you still good.
I'm so excited for your guys' performance. You guys are headlining. And I know when Team Vocalo, when we got this grant from D-Case and we were talking about, like, who we want to be our headliners, everyone immediately was like, we need Pivot Gang. You guys are definitely,
Church.
Like, for the kids coming up, they definitely, like, look up to Pivot Gang, I feel.
Yeah, we raised them.
Yeah, and you guys are... you guys are like, you know, Chicago. What advice would you guys have for artists coming up right now?
Don't listen to us.
Why not?
Listen to Mo Pivot Gang.
Listen to Pivot Gang for sure. But I think every artist is on their own journey. So I think really just doing what you really think you should be doing and really going for that versus... Yeah, don't do this, don't do that, you know, because it's like, who knows? The best advice, no one knows what they're doing.
You're right. You could do the wrong thing and it could just work for you. I'm sure you guys know people. You're like, you've done everything wrong and you still made it. Like, you've done everything.
The whole way.
Like, against your career and it's still
working. There's a couple people I'm thinking of
right now. Yeah, no, that's definitely real talk. Now I said, this is your guys' hour. We're playing all the songs you want to hear.
We the disc jockeys for this one.
Yep, yep. This is your job. I'm just here to push the keys, man, and make sure nothing goes off. Let's get to y'all's first song.
All right. So this is a Pivot Takeover. Y'all tuned in with your boy Fresh Waters. This is my first day. You know what I'm saying? I'm locked in with Vocalo over here at 91.1 FM. Pivot Gang in the building, man. This is my first pick right here out the gate. You know I had to go for the gusto.
Do you want to introduce, you do the name.
Oh, okay, okay.
Do the name? Yeah.
I was locked in. I had wrote my own little intro, so all right, here we go. All right, so first up, we got Chief Keef out here with Banded Up featuring Tierra Whack.
We got everyone in the studio. All 75 members are here. Mm-hmm. And again, this is the songs that they love. This is the Pivot Gang songs. Yep. You guys handpicked these. We're playing them. And even you guys gave us a bonus. At the end of this, we're playing an exclusive, never before heard.
Exclusive.
Bonus track. We love an exclusive here. And we're doing this all in preparation for our Vocalo summer finale. The last day of summer is coming up. So this Friday, we're having a concert. You guys are headlining. And we've got Kaina going on, Marquise Hill. I know you guys are really tight with like other Chicago artists, right?
Everybody. We know everybody.
Are you guys going to be dancing in the crowd while everyone else is on stage?
We're going to be up there on stage performing with them.
Oh, you're going to be...
We know the words to their songs.
You instruments too? Are you guys going to pick up some instruments?
I play the trombone.
I got a mean triangle in me.
Oh, nice. Tambourine. Someone could get the tambourine a little bit. Let's get into your next pick. This one is Saba's pick, right?
Yeah. Because I just heard this song for the first time flying here. And I listened to it the whole flight.
The whole flight?
One of them.
That's from LA. So it was like 4 hours of listening to the song?
Yeah. You know, when I love a song, you know what I'm saying? I get really...
Obsessed, yeah.
Yeah,
same.
I get obsessed.
What sign are you?
I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
But, you know, I got a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, just, you know.
What's your rising, bro?
Wait, what's the song?
The song is Born in the Wild by Tim's.
Born in the wild. I grew up in the wilderness. Didn't know much about openness.
This sounds like it was a great flight.
Yeah, what were you thinking about on this flight, Saba?
Man, I'm not even gonna lie. I don't even want to change the vibe. I was between this and watching episodes of Dragon Ball Z. I'm on like episode 60. I'm around there. So, yeah, it was like in between going and just super like introspective, like one in a while, just like, you know, like really thinking about life. And then it's like Dragon Ball Z and then, you know, snack, nap. You know?
I like that because you need something to take you out of it. You know, like when you get into like a cartoon, a fantasy, like something crazy, it takes you out of like whatever you're thinking about too much.
It does. And it also like, I don't know, cartoons be like real life to me. Like they be in there doing like push-ups and sit-ups and stuff. And I'm just like, this is very practical, useful information that as a, you know what I'm saying, adult man that I feel like I should know. In half. Mm-hmm. So I'd be learning about life from cartoons.
That's real.
They really slip a lot of messages.
They sneak so much. Like, yeah. I feel like I understand more. Like, when I be looking at shows with people, I don't get the same information that I feel like I get from cartoons.
Yeah, but sometimes when you go back, you're like, I was like really too young to understand what this was trying to say to me.
Yeah.
You're like, I was not getting what it was giving at the time. How did you guys all come together? Let's give everyone just a little background into Pivot Gang. How'd you guys all meet?
Well, I met Saba at the hospital when he was born. I met Mello in high school where he was born. Fresh came over one time with my cousin where he was born. And Dede was just walking the street one day.
You guys just picked him up?
He was born. That's how we all met each other.
How rare do you guys think it is to be friends and actually be talented?
Honestly, I feel like once you find that one talented friend, it always leads to another talented friend.
Okay.
But that don't mean y'all gonna mesh personality wise, you know, like it's a lot of other factors that come along with like really doing business with people, working with people, seeing people all the time. And so unless you really love this person and really believe they got your back and vice versa, it's not gonna work. It's gonna fall to the side at some point.
How do you guys deal with conflict or arguments or fights? How do you guys get over it?
We knew each other since we was born.
Mello, can you please, Mello, someone else, take the mic.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of like family, you know what I'm saying? Like, I fight with my sister, but it's always going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Like, these are, like, my brothers, so it's like if we disagree or something happens, like, we've been through things together that, like, exponentially are more than things that we could argue about, you know what I'm saying? It's not easy. Life is hard, but, like, you know what I'm saying? It's always going to be fine. Like, things are always going to be fine. You might get in an argument with someone, and it's always going to work out with us, I feel like. That's how it feels for me.
Now, the big question, do you guys all have your fits ready for Friday? Everyone have their fits together?
I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't even really want to talk about it, but I guess since we're here now, I can just get it off my chest real quick. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
What you going to do about shoes?
I got some shoes.
Okay, you start with the feet first.
No, I don't usually, but it's like, I got these shoes and I ain't worn them. So I was like, I might as well wear these shoes.
You taking the toes out, Mello?
Huh?
You taking the toes out?
Nah. No toes out. No toes out this time. No toes out.
Cause I'm asking about his shoes.
I'm gonna be honest. I got my fit laid out like the first day of school.
It's already on the bed.
It's already iron.
It's hanging in the closet right now.
Steamed.
I got a fit option.
I
haven't necessarily committed. I think that might be a day of, see how I feel. But I definitely was like, this could work for that.
I feel like that's good. It's good to have options. You know? And then see what you're feeling that day.
I just don't want to be stressed out that day trying to think about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I got to go perform. I got to be in front of people. Let me make sure I have an option. You know?
Yeah.
Now there is, you know, five of you in the group. Does everyone have different rituals before going on stage? Because I know some people like they need a quiet. They want to like center themselves. Some people need to get hyped up. Do you guys each have different like pre-onstage rituals?
I can't even think. I just feel like once we, you know, sound check, it's always smooth. It's quiet. It's just at some point, chaos ensues. It's like all of a sudden, chaos ensued, and then we were on stage. It's like, I don't even know what'd be happening.
My ritual, I got one ritual.
What's the ritual? Be born?
No. No, that was crazy. But as we mentioned before, you know, I dance a lot. I move around a lot on stage. And I've noticed that the lighter I feel, the better the performance feels. So, like, using the bathroom before I go on stage.
I knew you were going to say something crazy. I really did.
It helps so
but
much.
But that is important because...
I feel crazy. Like, if you're I feel on, so...
You know, I don't want to make this a conversation. Okay, because I got questions, but we're going to do this off mic.
Honestly, I don't like nobody talking to me before we about to go on.
If we're right there at the side of the stage,
don't say nothing to me. I'm locked in.
But you know the craziest part about that? Is that you be the person talking to people?
People be talking to me,
Mello.
Because
I like to not be getting talked to. And it's people be talking to me,
and I be responding. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm just saying, I be there.
She asks, what is a ritual for you? For me, I don't like nobody saying nothing to me,
so
man.
So leave him alone.
After you get your quiet time, then you go bother people?
No, I don't say shit to nobody.
It's like this. You leave him alone. Leave him alone, but he'll mess with you.
I don't like that.
You know?
I don't like that.
You guys have been performing in the Vocalo headquarters, practicing.
It's top secret, too.
Getting them reps in, you know?
Yeah, practicing your stage set. How's it going? How's the practices going?
It's going smooth. We're figuring it out as we go. I think we're real excited to put on a show for y'all.
I feel very confident now. That first day, it was like, oh, man, I don't know none of these songs. None of them. You know?
But now you're like how long has it been, two days into it?
I could do it with my eyes closed. Not that that would really help. But, yeah, however you need me, I feel very confident, very excited. Go up there, share the stage with the fellas.
How many hours of practice are you guys putting in? Because it feels like a lot. Like, I'll come in, you guys will be here, and then you guys will be here for a while.
Yeah, we've been up there kicking it low-key.
Yeah, probably like 13 hours, 15, 16 hours.
13, 15 hours. Wow, so that's what goes into preparing
like
a pivot set.
4 or 5 a day.
It's a lot of moving parts, you know?
Yeah, mean, thinking about how many of us it is, and then we don't all live in the same state. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's a lot of ground to cover. So it's like, we gotta, you know, just in order to get on the stage and for it to be right, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we gotta spend that time in the dojo.
But it's like, is it like riding a bike? Like, once y'all are together, just like, you move back into your old ways, right?
Yeah, it's, I feel like it, you know, it usually just take a few, you know, run throughs, and then it's like, oh yeah, this is how I go. Mm-hmm.
So you guys have this performance coming up, our summer finale, that's going to be on Friday, JB Pritzker Pavilion, Millennium Park.
For free.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, it is for free. Come through. Are you guys going to have a lot of people, you know, like, come to the show?
Out west. Right. Bringing the whole west
whole
out.
Whole out west and y'all too.
290. But the rest of Chicago is also welcome.
Yes. No, we want everyone there. Yeah. It's going to be such a great way to end summer for us. And also, this is a big deal to Vocalo. You know, we got this grant. We got to do something. We got to put together a show that sounds like Chicago. These are all Chicago artists. That was the most important thing to us. We wanted to make sure that everyone who hit the stage was from Chicago, because that's kind of what Vocalo is. It's a very special station. We play a lot of people that, like, this is the only place they're on in the nation, you know?
Right. Yeah. Very local.
It's not even kind of. It's really, like, y'all hold us down.
Yeah, y'all hold literally the local market for sure.
Every artist, for the most part, that I know personally, first time ever getting played on the radio was through Vocalo, y'all.
For sure.
Like, who can I
run to? Without question.
Yeah, because we, you know, we get submissions and we go through them every month. Like, we listen to every single song. You know what the crazy thing is, though? There's some songs, there's some artists I really love, and I find out that they just have a studio in their bedroom. They just have, like, a little, like, stand, like, next to their nightstand. Mm-hmm. They just have their little home studio. Yeah. It's so crazy that you can make tracks that sound so great, and you could just make them anywhere, like, in your bedroom.
Yeah, you gotta have a vision, you know?
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it's been that way for a long time, dude.
Yeah.
Like, we was in high school, like.
Definitely high school watching. I'll never forget.
I was 13 when they took me to the studio and we got our first equipment and had just a studio in our basement. And it's like, you can get high quality just by watching enough YouTube videos.
Watching enough YouTube and just tell everybody in the room to be quiet. You good?
Right, make sure there's good, like, sound compression in the room.
It'd be interesting.
You know,
sometimes.
Just get a bunch of them egg cartons, post them up. That's how it start off. Let's just say if you want it, you can get some spins on the radio.
Yeah,
that's true.
You don't gotta do none of that. Yeah. You don't gotta do none of that.
I'm just saying that's what we was on.
Was the thing.
Yeah. You don't gotta do that no more.
Yeah,
now,
that's what we was on. We definitely went, had the McDonald's cup holder, whatever. to soundproof it. But I'm like, now I'm like, you don't even gotta do that.
Yeah, it could just be an open room now. Like, because a lot of the records now, they just be recording in that room. Like, so it's
right.
You know, because we did that to try to match what it sounded like then, you know? Mm. But now it's like, it could sound like anything.
It could sound like anything. It could sound like your room, and that could be your whole sound.
Whole vibe.
What did you guys' families think when they saw, like, Ed? You said you stapled the McDonald's cup holders to the wall?
It wasn't to the wall. It was we had our family specifically, they knew what it was. Like, we.
Okay, they were cool with it?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
They were just happy we did something that we cared about.
And out the streets, right? Like,
out the way.
We out the way. We in the basement. We in the lab.
You know where we at.
No one ever complained. They weren't like, turn the music down.
I remember one time me and Mello, we was recording, working on this song, and my granddad, he opened the door to yell down at us, but in disbelief. It wasn't even anger. He was just like, y'all making a lot of noise. And I was like, my bad, granddad. He was like,
It's
2 o'clock in the morning. Like, what are y'all? What's even going on?
That's the best time to make music, though, right? Like, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. That's like, that's when the creativity is really going in there.
That's also one of the best times to sleep, too, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what he was
for normal people. For the morning.
This is a little bit different, but I'm a drummer, so I was playing drums since I was like, sometimes a little too late at night, I would be playing drum set, and people would call or people would come knock on the door or something like that. You know, say they had to leave their house to come. But my parents were, it was the same as this though. My parents were really cool with it. And this is loud. Like, I'm playing a drum set.
Drums are loud. You can't really make them quiet.
Sometimes I'd leave the back door open, too. I don't know why I did that. I don't really remember why I did that. But my neighbors...
Because you didn't care.
My neighbor right next door, which was my best friend's grandparents, lived right next door to me. They used to sit on the deck and listen to me play drums.
Let's get to the next song. This is Mello's pick, right?
Oh, yeah, that's me. This this that Roy Ayers Synchronized Vibrations. You know what I'm talking about?
Why'd you pick this song, Mello?
Because, you know, I got that old spirit. And I just like vibing. It's a nice song. I be in my car a lot, you know? It's a nice song, you know what I'm saying, drive to.
When you guys look at your, like, career, do you guys remember one of the first shows you guys did?
The first one we ever did, Carolyn's Out West.
Carolyn's Out West.
Carolyn's Out West. Carolyn's Out West. You Media.
U-Media, yeah. U-Media, really. I'm not gonna lie. To me, all of the shows have felt like the actual size of the room don't change the experience that you have on stage. To
really?
Me. Yeah. Like, them shows still, like, me and Mello, literally, anytime we ride past over there, you look at that and you're like, man, you remember when we played a show here? That's probably the first show we ever did as Pivot Gang, actually. Or no. Reggie's was the first.
Reggie's is a cool spot.
With
King Louie.
King Louie. Wow. Who else was down there?
Wow.
Yeah, Pivot did a show with King Louie.
Pivot did a show. Cause
all of them.
Everybody. Hey, I opened for Future once. We had me and Walt. Me and Walt opened for Future.
Really?
And I'm like, yeah.
Where was this? Where was it at?
It was at Concord Music Hall. Wow. The Honest Tour. Mm-hmm. That's a long time ago, but that's how, you know what I'm saying? 2014.
Yeah.
It's like,
all those first shows, though, just feel like, wow, this is happening. Like, it's you never did this before. Like, it was just like, you know, a dream that you wanted to pursue. Like, you made some songs, and now you're actually getting to share them with people and getting to see that interaction, like, see how your songs hit live. It just feels like the dream is coming true, you know? So those early shows really... like, hold a special place, I feel like, in every artist's heart, you know? Because it's like, oh, man, it's not just in my mind no more. Like, it's out in the world. Like, it's really beautiful.
Did you guys have a show where you felt like we made it? Was there a show when were like, all of them? Like, is there one you guys came off stage, you're like, I think we made it. Like, I think this is it.
I ain't never felt like that.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I don't know. Like, I'd be wondering. I'm like, is that a thing that people really like have a moment and feel like that? Because people be asking me that a lot, and I'm like, when does it happen?
I feel like I feel like more than that. Honestly, as an artist, it's always you toeing the line between this is the greatest thing that has ever happened in the history of life itself, and is this something that I can do again? You know, like anytime you make a song or anything that you like, it's like, oh. But I did it, you know, can I do it again? You know, so it's a really interesting toe, like, line that you walk in. Just like the belief in yourself required to make a song versus completing it, and then you got to do something else. It'd be feeling crazy sometimes. So I feel like it's almost the opposite, you know?
Oh, so like, do you feel like there's pressure, like you guys always have to outdo yourselves? Keep, like, one up?
Not necessarily outdo, but I feel like it's just like an interesting relationship that you have with the art that you're making. With what you're doing, creating a project feels crazy. Like creating an album, finishing an album. They're all very like strenuous and it requires so much belief and sureness in something that is, there's no real rules. You know, it's kind of all in your head what you want to do. So it just be feeling crazy, making it make sense at the end of the day.
Now you guys do a lot of your own projects and then you guys like come back together. Was that like an unspoken thing with you guys? Like, we're all gonna do our own thing, but we'll always come back to Pivot Gang. Or is that something that just naturally happened with you guys?
I mean, that's just the foundation, Pivot Gang. That's gonna always be there. It's not even like it's like a thought. It's just like a act of habit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. It's really, if anything, I feel like the first song I ever made was a Pivot song, you know, or like a group song, you know, like it wasn't even my song. That was something I had to learn how to do. Like writing three verses, two verses, right. Four, like making a whole song with a hook by myself was the interesting thing. Like making Pivot songs, that was
easy work.
What we was doing. That's what we do. Like that's how it started for real. So it never felt like that would not be a thing because that was the thing.
And also when I'm doing my MF and Mello thing, that's still Pivot. You know what I'm saying?
Like, okay, I see that.
The pivot don't stop. You know what I'm saying? It's like different forms. Yeah.
I feel like I need really some applause high. For that. Yeah. That was bars. That was bars. Yeah. That was real bars.
You know, it's
like it's the spinoff, you know?
So you guys are going to do this show. We're super excited for it. What else do you guys have coming up? What's next on the calendar?
It's going to be, I feel like, just a fun fall for us. We got a new song coming out next month on October 3rd.
Mean Girls Day.
Mean Girls Day.
Right. It's something that everybody probably heard us do before, but you know what I'm saying? I think that they've been long awaiting asking for it, so it's about that time that we give it to them.
They ain't never heard us do this before.
We
about to change people's lives.
Are you guys going to do it on Friday?
Do you think we should?
Is going to drop it? I think you should.
We're absolutely doing it on Friday. We're doing a bunch of other new stuff, too. So it's going to be fun. It's a lot of, obviously, we're going to do a lot of the, you know what I'm saying, the records people know and love. Mm-hmm. But it's been a long time of us working on a lot of new music. Mm-hmm. So it's a perfect opportunity to debut and share some of our new art with the world.
Mm-hmm. So we've got new music coming up. Is this coming with like a new EP or a new album?
We working.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't have the exclusive.
Hey, let that boy
I see
cook.
y'all are
let
holding back.
Cook.
Yeah.
Let them cook. They getting it together.
Let them cook.
And you guys, I've been teasing this all day. You guys brought a single with you. Day-Day, do you want to tell us about this?
Like Sabba said, we got a new song. It's dropping on October 3rd. Like Fresh said, we actually did perform this one time. It was at John Walt Day 2022.
Yep.
People have been asking us about this song since then. The song's called Who at the Door.
Who produced it?
It's produced by me, but you know what I'm saying? It's also produced. I used a couple other people's things in it. It's produced by me and Burlow and Mike Barrett's Who at the Door. Everyone's on it. You know what I'm saying? Check it out.
Where could everyone keep up with everything? Pivot Gang.
Pivot Gang, everywhere. PIVOTGANG. Everywhere you can find us. That's where we at.
And thank you guys so much for coming by. Thank you for your takeover.
Thanks for having us.
This was I laughed. I needed this laugh today.
Nah, thank you for having us. Friday, for real. It was great. It was great coming out to kick it at Vocalo. Love it up here.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram, X, and Facebook at Vocalo, and on TikTok at Vocalo.radio. Vocalo's summer finale featuring Pivot Gang, Marquise Hill, Kaina, and DJ Lady D is Friday, September 20th in the J. Pritzker Pavilion in Millennium Park. Find more information at Vocalo.org/events.